The Body Scan Meditation. This meditation places particular emphasis on the sensations of breathing as you guide your awareness through the whole body. Adopt as comfortable a position as possible, covering yourself with a light blanket if this will help you feel warmer and more relaxed. Most people prefer to do the body scan lying down, but if this is uncomfortable for you, then do it sitting in a chair or even standing. And if you feel pain or discomfort during the meditation, just adjust your position. The meditation instructions assume you're lying down, so if you're in another position, then adapt them as necessary. Allow your body to settle down onto the bed or floor. Place your arms at your sides, with your hands very gently resting on your belly. Allow your shoulders to rest back towards the floor, with your face soft and your eyes lightly closed if this is comfortable, and your hands soft. Have your legs outstretched, or if you've got a lower back problem, put some pillows or cushions behind each knee to take the strain off the area. Or bend the knees with your feet flat on the floor, hip-width apart, in a semi-supine position. Whatever is most comfortable. As you settle, can you give your weight fully up to gravity, allowing it to draw your body gently down towards the ground? And now tuning into the movement of the breath beneath your hands, can you feel your belly swelling on the in-breath and subsiding on the out-breath? Be careful not to alter or force the breath, but rest your awareness within its natural movements. And what about your chest? Can you feel the ribs expanding on the in-breath and retracting on the out-breath? Can you sense the lungs filling and emptying within the chest with each breath? Between the chest and the abdomen, there's a muscle called the diaphragm that rests across the body from side to side and front to back. On the in-breath, the diaphragm broadens and flattens inside the body. And on the out-breath, it relaxes back up to rest beneath the lungs again, shaped a little like an umbrella or a parachute. The diaphragm moves ceaselessly, and as it broadens and flattens on the in-breath, it gently pushes down on the internal organs, causing the belly to swell outwards. And as the diaphragm relaxes back up inside the body on the out-breath, the internal organs subside back into the body again, and the belly does too. Can you sense this movement beneath your hands as they rest on your belly? Try to follow the movement without forcing the breath in any way. And can you sense an echo of the breath down on the pelvic floor? The area between the anus at the back, urinary organs at the front, and buttocks on either side. The echo of the breath will be very subtle, so don't worry if you can't feel anything. But over time, you may become receptive to a subtle broadening and opening on the in-breath and retracting and toning on the out-breath, with the whole pelvic floor area a little soft and relaxed. This won't be a physical or muscular movement. It's utterly receptive, more like an ocean swell. Now let your awareness inhabit the buttocks. If you notice they're tense, you might also notice how it's natural to relax and soften tension when you become aware of it, allowing the buttocks to be soft against the bed or the floor. And let your awareness inhabit the lower back, the middle back, and the upper back, following their natural curves and shape. Now see if you can sense the breath in the whole back of the body. As the diaphragm moves, it involves the back of the body as well as the front. Be curious about what you can feel in your back with the breath. What do you notice? Maybe you can even feel the echo of the breath in the lower back. And if you've got any pain or discomfort in your lower back, can you allow it to be massaged by the breath, a breath saturated with gentleness and kindliness, bathing the lower back in tenderness? Respond to your own discomfort as you'd naturally respond to a loved one who was hurting. And can you feel the movement of the ribs in the back of the body, expanding on the in-breath and retracting on the out-breath? Perhaps reflect for a moment on how the ribs and the lungs are as much in the back of the body as the front. Maybe this is a new idea for you. But becoming aware of the movement of the breath in the back of the body is naturally calming. Can you get a sense of this? Now let your awareness inhabit your shoulders as they drop back towards the bed or floor so they're fully supported. And can you allow the arms to fall gently away from the shoulders? Let your awareness inhabit the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms, and the hands. And flow inside the fingers and thumbs, resting your awareness there for a few moments. Now, coming back up the arms, allow your awareness to flow into the throat and back and the sides of the neck. Let your awareness inhabit the whole head and face. Can you let your head be heavy, fully supported by the cushion or pillow it's resting on? And what do you notice in your face? If you notice tension, do you find it natural to soften and release it in the light of awareness? Soft lips, soft tongue, soft cheeks, soft eyes. Can you allow the back of the mouth and the top of the throat to be soft, letting the breath flow freely in and out? And can you let your jaw hang a little loosely, unclenching the teeth? This may help it feel softer and more receptive to the flow of the breath. And now, guiding your awareness down through the body to the hips. Allow the legs to gently fall away from the hips. Let the legs be fully supported by the bed or floor, whether they're outstretched or in the semi-supine position. Can you give the weight of your legs up to gravity? And allow awareness to flow into the front, back, and sides of the thighs. And now allow awareness to flow down to inhabit the knees and the lower legs, the ankles, the soles of the feet, the tops of the feet. Can you invite your awareness right inside your toes? What do you feel there? Maybe it feels intense, or maybe it feels numb. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are aware. And now broaden your awareness to inhabit the whole body. The legs, the torso, front, back, and sides, the arms, the neck, and the head. Can you sense the breath in the whole body? Very gently expanding on the in-breath and subsiding on the out-breath. If you've got pain or discomfort, can you let those areas be massaged and soothed by the gentle rhythm of the natural breath? Allowing the breath to be saturated with tenderness and kindliness. As you rest within the natural, continual flow of movement in the body with the natural breath, you may notice how sensations are also continually changing. What you think of as pain or discomfort is actually changing sensations coming into being and passing, moment by moment. And you only ever experience them one moment at a time. Pain or discomfort is not as solid as we often think. Can you sense how fluid the sensations are, like the breath, as you rest within the breathing body? Resting within a sense of change and flow in your whole body, moment by moment, as you allow the breath to be gentle, tender, and kindly. And now gradually bring this body scan to a close. Open your eyes and gently begin to move your body, perhaps forming an intention to take this more fluid and pliable awareness of your body with you as you gradually re-engage with the activities of your day.